have brought you several podcasts on PT Talker that are around the medical applications that are out there, where it seems like we're getting bombarded almost on a daily basis, if not hourly, it feels like sometimes. Our guest this week is going to help you wade through all the different apps. He's actually going to tell you how do you decide which app might be best for you. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining me on the line is Dr. Ben Hando. He is a physical therapist who is working at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. You're with the Air Force, Ben, is that right?
That's correct, I am.
Well, welcome to PT Talker. Thank you very much for joining us. And I wanted to make sure that our listeners were aware of this awesome service, free to our listeners, free to physical therapists out there. You're reviewing medical applications, medical apps out there. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. This all started myself and my colleague, Dr. Dan Rohn, who owns a company called Clinically Relevant Technologies, and him and I both develop applications for physical therapists and really for any healthcare providers that deal with clinical orthopedic type patients. And we're just very interested in medical apps, and you know, as we were working on medical apps, we just noticed, one, that there was just a huge proliferation of medical apps, and then the other thing is that there's really no real way to tell which apps are of high quality, of good quality. You know, the only really way you can tell if an app is good is by, you know, you can Google it, and you can see if there's anybody blogging about it, or you can look at the iTunes reviews, but those reviews are, they're essentially anonymous, and you don't really know who the person reviewing it is. So what we try to do is establish, you know, we have this peer review process that we use for journals. You know, when you submit an article to a journal, it undergoes peer review to determine if it's of valid quality, or excuse me, if it's it had valid methods, and if it's of adequate quality before it gets published in the medical journal. So we thought maybe it would be good if we could do the same thing for medical apps, to have these medical apps peer reviewed by subject matter experts in their respective disciplines. So we started about 2 years ago, and we have well over, I think we're up to maybe well over 130 applications reviewed on the website now, medical apps. And we also post news related to mobile medical technology, as well as we do some blog posts on there. We have guest blog posts. So we put like essentially all things medical apps on the site, but the main crux of the site is, again, peer review of medical
site.
And so,
right.
So
key point. The site, now I want to just make sure everybody understands it's free. You don't charge for this. This is
a
service to the medical community, because you're expanding into areas not always just physical therapy, although that's probably the focus. But the address of the site is?
www.medicalappjournal.com.
Okay. We'll put that in the blog.
And let me just correct something there, Jeff. So actually, the site, we don't really discriminate between our – one of our goals is to make this available to all healthcare professionals. So it's not really focused toward PTs or towards physicians, but we have nursing apps, dental apps.
Okay.
Ophthalmology apps, optometry apps, and what you'll notice is that once you start getting into medical apps, you know, as a physical therapist, there's a lot of other apps that maybe are from different disciplines, but that maybe that I would be interested in, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes radiology apps. So physical therapists deal with, you know, radiologic things, or maybe a pharmaceutical app, you know, for a pharmacological app, excuse me, that'll, you know, describe medications. Maybe that would be interesting to a interested of interest to a physical therapist. And so the same is true for medical disciplines. You know, like a lot of family practice providers might be interested in exercise apps. So once you start drilling down into it, you see there's a lot of kind of like cross-pollination that happens with medical apps.
Yeah, good point. Good clarification. Thank you for doing that.
Sure.
So before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the goniometric apps that are out there. I've actually looked at those myself.
There's
hundreds of them. How do you even begin? And I guess what I'm speaking about is using your iPhone or using, I guess, a smartphone in order to get those measurements. How do you even begin to review an app like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. It was a big project, and actually, if you're interested in goniometric apps, I would say our website is a good place to start. Dr. Harrison Vaughn, who's a really great PT and has his own PT blog of his own, actually did a great review for us. And he just went through and looked through the app store, you know, and you do just like doing a literature search, you know, you search for goniometers, and then you go through and you look at all the ones that come up, and then you do a quick triage and say, okay, which is, you know, some of these maybe aren't in the English language, or some of these, you know, look like they're just so poor that I wouldn't even want to download it. And after we did all that, I think he ended up with, I think, 11.
Wow.
11 goniometric apps, and then he went through and used all of them in his clinic and, you know, rated them and looked at the different features that they had. And but, you know, that's an example of kind of what we're trying to do here is, you know, Dr. Vaughn is a physical therapist. He practices in outpatient orthopedics. So this is, you know, he's an experienced PT. This is exactly the kind of person that if I was going to, you know, look for a goniometric app, that's who I would want reviewing
right.
it, you know, somebody
right.
with expertise.
Right, so you're making the point that you've got a kind of a stable of professionals, experts who would evaluate the apps depending on what the requirements of expertise is.
Exactly. So, you know, with PTs, obviously, it's pretty straightforward, but, you know, we have orthopedic surgery apps that we've got some, fellowship-trained shoulder surgeon from Harvard Medical School who's in the process of reviewing a surgical app for us right now, and you know, dermatology apps. We'll have a dermatologist review an app. So that's the challenge. It can be hard to get reviewers. You know, this is all done on a volunteer basis, essentially. You know, the reviewer will get a free copy of the app, but we don't pay our reviewers. We don't want to bias the review process.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like you're in a in a flood, so to speak? I mean, is it possible to review an app category and not have 10 more apps show up the very next day that are all new and have taken some, deficit of one of the apps you've just reviewed and improved upon that some way, and now they're better?
Oh, yes. No, we are in a flood, and it is essentially right now it's just myself and Dr. Roan running it, and so yeah, we're pretty overwhelmed at times. We're trying to scale the operation. That's going to take money. We're actually in the process of working through some of the issues with that, with scaling this, so we can include more apps. But yeah, you know, we essentially do the best we can, and we try to pick the most prominent apps. But no, that's one issue is that, you know, you review an app, and then maybe the next day there'll be several more that'll come out. But the other issue is that the apps themselves get updated. So you know, we've had this happen a couple of times. You'll review an app, and the app review goes out on Monday, and then the following Monday, the developer comes out with an entirely revamped application.
Yeah.
And that's technology, though. You know, there's no real way around that. But these are all issues that we're working with, and we think we have solutions for them.
Yeah. Good point. Very good. Now, you actually gave me a little statistic. Is it true that you think there's around 8,000 medical apps out there right now?
That's what we think. We think there's about between 8,000 and 9,000. There could be more or less. The problem is that so we have our criteria for medical apps are apps that are geared to be used by healthcare providers. So if you go to just the medical category, in iTunes, there's even more than that. There's, you know, thousands, but like the most medical apps that go in the medical category are geared towards patients. So,
yeah.
You know, like the most popular medical apps, if you go to iTunes, are the ones geared towards pregnant women. You know, it was just really popular. If you ever want to make money, make a pregnant app.
All right.
But so we don't want to review those. Ours are just for, you know, our whole slogan is app reviews by and for medical professionals. So ours is on the provider. So then based on that, we've kind of like filtered out. We think maybe around 8,000.
Okay. And I'm just curious. I don't know if any of my listeners are curious, but actually we have talked to probably, I want to say, at least 10 physical therapists who have built apps, and we've actually had them on the show.
Sure.
Is it possible? Do you make money when you build an app? Could a physical therapist make money selling these apps?
Certainly. Yeah.
So it's not just a love, it's or a hobby. It actually could be an ongoing business.
It can be an ongoing. Yeah, it could definitely be an ongoing business. Dan and I, you know, Dan runs the Clinically Relevant Technologies, and I'm a partner with him in that, and we've made money from our apps, people have to. It's just like writing a textbook or really any product that someone's going to pay for.
Yeah, excellent, very good. Well, very interesting. So, what's the next step? It sounds like you're trying to scale the business. We all are aware of the physical therapy journals that are out there that have advertising and all that. Would that be the next step for www.medicalappjournal.com?
Yeah, that would be the step. You know, to get money, we'll eventually need to have advertising on the site. We're wrestling with that. We don't want to, right now it's just like a labor of love. You know, we have no money coming in. And only money going out to run the site. But, to make it bigger, to get more people on board, to get more staff, we'll have to figure out a way to make this solvent. So it will probably involve some advertising. And so we'll just make sure we do that in a tasteful way that's not obtrusive for the content.
Good for you. Well, 2 years of doing what you've accomplished so far has been great. So, Ben Hando, physical therapist at the National Defense University in D.C., Washington, D.C., thanks for joining us on PT today.
Sure. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Yeah, great having you on board today. And I want to remind everybody that you can hear experts just like Ben Hando. We bring to you each and every week. You can pick them up at www.pttalker.com or certainly go to iTunes. We're located there for any previous episodes. So this is Jeff Worrell. I hope this information has been helpful to help you help someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.